6, DGS, KMOX. You hear a couple weird stories?
Sure.
You don't sound like you do.
Sure.
Sounds it's, even like you want to less.
Can I just say,
sure.
I think with Wheels, you're just usually so up that if you're not super up, we're like, oh, he's mad.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's in a bad mood.
No, you, I feel
which
normal.
Is not fair.
Your fault. You've set the standard so high.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I feel normal.
Well, you're not acting normal.
Damn it.
Mister.
Smile. Show us you're happy. Just
a
kidding.
A bakery's voicemail accidentally ruined a couple's gender reveal. So this lady had her doctor seal an envelope with what gender their baby was going to be, sent it to the baker and said, strawberry filling for a girl, blueberry for a boy. And then they called her and left a message saying that, hey, we're all out of blueberry. What's your second choice?
Oh, man.
So there's a gender reveal.
Yeah, just stop doing those.
Yeah, to stop and don't make it the baker's problem.
Yeah, you're including people in this that don't need
He's
to be included.
He's rubbed off on
in.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of the green gender reveal?
No.
It's where you have the gender
when
reveal party.
An alien.
You have a cake. You cut into it. It's green. Would you like to know what it means?
Sure.
You gonna spend a lot of money on that kid?
It means you are going to find out the gender at birth.
Oh,
which
so you're psyching out
question.
Everybody.
Yeah,
oh,
like begs
I hate
the question,
that.
Why
yeah.
did you have a gender reveal
oh,
party?
I'm flipping tables.
Remember my story about when
I'm
I was
the curtains on fire.
When I was 9 years old at the Alton McDonald's and Ronald came in and I was frozen with fear.
Ronnie with D.
In Australia, over 100 Ronald McDonald's stormed a McDonald's. 100 Catholic schoolgirls pulled a senior prank and dressed up like Ronald to the T and ran in and ran around the McDonald's and then left.
Scary.
Terrifying.
Glad I wasn't there for that.
I would freak, man.
Sounds awful.
A woman,
sorry, I can't get past that.
A woman turned 105 years old, asked to give advice on living a long and healthy life. She said, drink beer and don't get married.
I'm so sick of those people.
I know.
I'm so sick of the
what
people.
What is with these two?
With Andrew.
Well, it's like
glum and glummer.
Every time somebody lives to be 200, and it's just genetic fortune. Is
yes,
what it is.
You won the gene
and,
pool
but
lottery.
You go and you ask them, and they're like, you know, it's like I eat a handful of dirt every day, and I have a Dr. Pepper IV
and a shot of whiskey.
Yeah. Intravenous grease directly into my bloodstream.
I don't know who's next. It's one of us. One of us is going to turn dour.
I smoke 45 cigarettes a day, and I take a shower with coffee.
I will say whenever the Dr. Pepper thing does seem to come up a lot with these octogenarians, and I'm like, I think you just happen to be drinking Dr. Pepper. I don't think that's what's keeping you alive.
Mm-hmm.
But they do bring it up as if it's like this magical yeah. elixir.
What would yours be? Let's say that we're all 100 and someone uh-huh. said, what was your secret? What would you attribute it to? For me, it's Dulcolax and Clarisil.
Diet do.
Yeah, replacing all water with soda. I think that's probably a good idea.
How often do you... Look, I'm not busting you because I rarely drink water. Mm. I mean rarely.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you like take a swallow of water?
Boy.
For me, I'll go
not,
first.
Not a lot.
It might be like sitting in a restaurant when they bring you the water before they take your order.
Yeah, you know what? There's one.
Mm.
And
that'll happen sometimes.
And don't you enjoy it?
No.
Why?
It I doesn't, can't say I do.
It doesn't taste like anything. It's not like it tastes bad. It just tastes like it's just hydrating you.
Yeah, it tastes like Skittles.
You just answered your own question.
No,
so
it's
it
good.
Has to taste like yeah. candy.
Yeah, I'm spoiled. Right. I mean, don't lump me in with Einstein over there. Like,
well, neither of you are drinking water.
No, for different reasons. Mine doesn't have to taste. Mine needs to taste and feel like soda.
Well, you like the lemon water, Dave. You'll drink a ton of water if there's a lemon chunk in it.
Yeah, for like 2 days.
I've seen you drink lemon water.
Yeah, for like 2 days.
That counts. It's like a juice cleanse.
There you go.
The cleanse.
So like no water at all?
Oh, shut up.
I rarely drink it.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, I get it in my coffee, but.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
I mean, it's in your soft drinks, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get plenty.
It's like counteracted by the things in the soft drinks that make you that are diuretics and make you not absorb
back.
The water.
I'm sorry. Dave's drinking a Diet Mountain Dew going like, I'm getting my water in.
That's what I say. I'm like, yeah, I got it. It's liquid.
The main ingredient.
No.
The main ingredient. Look, okay, ingredients. Number one ingredient, water.
Water is my favorite thing to drink. It's delicious. Especially
you should try putting some Pepsi in it.
The water here at work. I'm telling you, the work water is so good. They have that water machine for us.
She has told me that so many times, like, that's going to sell me. She's like, but the best water is right here.
It is.
It is good water.
It's like a freaking fountain of youth water.
I'm like, does it have tropical lime fiesta flavors like Baja Blast? I think not.
See, like, I'm the hybrid. I drink a good bit of Diet Dew. I drink Gatorade, Powerade, things like that. But I probably have, I don't know, 100 ounces of water outside of that.
Now, if they came out with, like, Mountain Dew, came out with, like, water, colon, Purple Thunder, then we're talking. I'll drink some water, Purple Thunder.
What if it's just water, but it's purple?
I want to see if they make a Mountain Dew, like,
Crystal
Light.
Where did the colon
light
come in? Oh, colon.
Yeah,
I thought you really meant, like
the punctuation.
Colon
not the,
blow.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, they have that?
Have you ever thought about getting...
Dave's like, I don't need the other one now.
I think Mountain Dew colon...
Stop the presses.
I think Mountain Dew colon is the name of my disorder.
I've never seen anything like it, doctor.
Mountain Dew colon.
The worst case of Mountain Dew colon I've
ever seen. Hello, Andrew. I'm here to do your colonoscopy. My name's Dr. Pepper.
Have you guys ever thought about getting one of those soda streams?
Yeah, I've had one.
Did you like it?
The what?
Disappointing.
I don't want soda that I can make.
They're like, it's like a soda syrup kind of, like, it just takes sparkling water and turns it into soda with the syrup. Yeah.
It doesn't keep its carbonation at all. Now, I will say they have on-brand SodaStream now, so you can get, like, Pepsi syrup for
your SodaStream. Yeah, you can get Mountain Dew.
Which is, they did not have when I was doing it.
What about Crystal Light? Does that count?
Yeah.
I think so.
That count as water?
Yeah.
I mean... It's got water
than
in
soda,
it.
Soda, yeah.
Well, it is, yeah. But because it's all about whether or not there's a diuretic in there, because you're not absorbing all the water if there's a diuretic, because you're just peeing it all out.
Mm.
That's what caffeine does, for example.
Mm.
And some of the artificial sweeteners do the same thing. So that's why I drink so much water in addition to all of my dew and
peeing.
All that stuff. Yeah.
That's just something that happens simultaneously. Hey, look at that. It comes out of that thing.
It's coming out as it's going in, Dave. But drinking and standing.
But Dave, let's say you were playing, like, you and Wheels went out and you played a baseball game.
Yeah, I do water.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there's nothing that quenches your thirst like water.
I agree with that.
You don't want to, like,
I just don't get that
soda.
Thirsty in my life.
What about Gatorade? I do Gatorade if I have to, like, walk up the stairs or whatever.
Put one halfway up your staircase.
then I'll grab a Gatorade.
Megan just finds you standing there like, ooh, baby.
Oh my God.
Left it all on the field today.
We went to the Fox last night and we wanted to go look at
the
nice stuff that's all the way at the top.
Yeah.
But boy, by the time I made it all the way to the mezzanine level, I was like,
What did you see?
We saw Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, how was it?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen, like, a big fancy circus act or anything, or any Cirque du Soleil stuff. It was awesome.
It's impressive.
They did tumbling, and they did juggling, and bouncing around on bars and stuff, and swinging around on ropes. And I thought there would be a lot of, like, strings, like, you know, holding people up and helping them fly around or whatever. They're just freehanding it.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Are they, like, naked?
Completely.
Yeah. The whole show, fully nude, and the audience.
I always thought they were, like, scantily clad.
No, I wouldn't say.
Like,
I mean,
ballerinas, kind
of. Yeah, they're dressed like gymnasts, kind of. But for the most part, I think everybody was clothed.
All right, just
curious. For the most part.
This is the wrong ballet. The other one's on the other side of the river.
Yeah, I mean, I might have been looking in the wrong place.
Damn it, we've gone to Cirque du Nipple.
Might have been looking at the wrong...
Cirque du Sage.
The wrong...
That might have just been a remnant of, like, my extremely, like, prudish childhood.
Yeah,
I see them in a leotard. I'm like, they're naked.
Rachel's watching the Olympics like, oh, my.
Why don't we just call this look at my ankles while we're at it? You know, Wheels, you went to the library board the other night.
Yeah.
And I was watching the news, and they had two stories about two different boards. One was St. Louis County, because it was Sam Page, who looks like the most miserable human being in the world. But they all, I'm sure it's just resting bitch face.
Yeah.
Like, when they take, you know, the film of the board, they're not even talking. They're just sitting there being
bored
out of their mind.
Mm.
But it looks so miserable.
There's a reason they call them board meetings.
Mm. Wheeler's on fire. He's like a guy in the Catskills.
Get a new topic. Yeah. Get going.
Throw it out there. Well, how about those airports lately?
I think he has more on water if we want to turn the conversation back.
Cirque du Soleil, am I right? Huh?
That one actually pleased me, too.
Yeah, I could tell. No one
I was
laughs
proud of myself.
At themselves more charmingly than you.
Yeah, I mean, you got to laugh at your own jokes, but also at yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm easy to poke fun at, so it's great.
You don't have to laugh at your own jokes.
Yeah, you do.
Not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen a quote like that. Like, you have to laugh at your own jokes, said Will Rogers.
Yeah. That guy wasn't funny.
The secret to comedy is you got to be the loudest laugh in the room.
You know who wasn't funny? A story just came out about Johnny Carson that he hated Bob Hope because he wasn't funny and he was his least favorite guest. He said he was only funny when people wrote for him. He could deliver a joke, but he said he was the least quick-witted person he'd ever met.
Oh,
interesting.
I always thought it was a generational thing for me. Like, I didn't think it was funny, but I thought it was just because it was a different generation of...
Yeah,
humor.
I was close enough to it that, like, I saw a couple Bob Hope movies growing up, he and Bing Crosby kind of thing, but I remember watching him on Carson and thinking, this guy's not that funny. And then it came out that Carson thought the same thing.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't think Johnny was that funny either.
Well, that's an interesting topic because when you see, like, the, hey, it's the Carson Volume 3, and they show all the highlights, you're like, this is the funniest man who's ever lived, who did the greatest show that's ever been done. But if you watch a show... It's 75% awkward, boring.
Well, you mean like you take those highlights, what it's probably an hour, and that's out of thousands of hours of show. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. He had funny lines. Like, he was really good to me in like the, you're telling a story and he gets in the little zinger with the guest, a little jab here and there. I thought that part was funny, but the rest of it is like shtick.
And you wonder how much of that actually was improvised in the moment or how much of it was scripted. I mean, there's really no way to know.
Don't know. People probably can't believe all of this has been scripted. We rehearsed this 3 times a day.
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day and they were saying like, so what do you write for the show? Like, how long are you on the air? I'm like, we don't write anything.
Yeah.
And we're on the air for 4 hours a day. And they were like, holy crap.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're like, that's a lot of content to
people
be cranking
out. People look at me like they just don't believe it. Like, I'm like, scripting would be so much harder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it would be hard to know, like, oh, now it's time for me to jump in, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
We're the best.
Yeah, we are.
Stupid, now, let me check my script and see what we have to do now.
Stupid legends like Bob Hope and Johnny Carson.
Yeah, right? Total hacks. Dave Murray coming up at the bottom of the hour, but I can save you some time. It's going to be friggin' awesome. Just beautiful for the next week. They're saying that a week from today, which is Halloween, should be like rain in the morning, maybe a little bit of rain in the evening, but, you know, 60 degrees. And I don't know. I don't want to see Halloween get rained out, but when I was a kid, like a little bit of rain, no big deal. Can make it through that.
Little drizzle. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Want some fun facts?
Mm-hmm.
Fun and facts.
I'm not sure how fun this one is. Posthumous marriage, also known as necrogamy or ghost marriage, is a marriage where at least one of the people is dead. It's rare, but it's legal in countries like India, Japan, and Africa, and France.
Why?
I don't know how the person can consent.
Maybe it's like whenever you marry the Eiffel Tower.
Maybe.
It's kind of like a one-way thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely a one-way thing. Oh, man. Remember my story about when I was a kid, I would sneak all the little fun-sized Snickers, and I would flush them. I'd go eat them in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you're sneaking Halloween candy, don't do it in the bathroom. Plumbers are sending out a warning that wrappers are not flushable, so you'll have to find another way to dispose of the evidence.
Mm.
How about that?
I'll be the judge of that.
40 years later, and 50, well, 50, I'd be 20, so I probably was just eating my own candy bars by that time. Pepperidge Farms is rebranding Goldfish crackers as Chilean sea bass crackers to make adults think of them as something grown-ups eat as well. You can buy limited edition bags at ChileanSeaBassCrackers.com.
Here's the thing about Goldfish.
Oh, that made him mad.
Oh,
that's the dumbest damn thing I've ever heard.
We got a real earnest situation.
Because you know adults are going to be like, yeah, those aren't Goldfish crackers anymore. It's Chilean sea bass.
Ernest eats a Chilean sea bass.
Or is this like the IHOP thing where they did the IHOB?
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah,
where
it's
not real, it's they're
exactly
just going
like
to do
that.
It to get, oh, I hate that.
It's just
now
for,
I hate even more.
It's just for publicity. It's just for to have a cute,
bunch
make
of,
it, you make a cute box
easy.
And it says... Chilean sea bass.
I'm tired of your sore mouth.
Stupid people.
KMOX, man.
I always get so excited for goldfish crackers, and then you have some, and it's like, they're what's going on?
Why do you get excited?
Because it's like, oh, a nice little treat. This will be a delicious, salty snack. And then there's not enough crunch,
no,
and they're
salt
so
either.
Small.
You got to get the blast flavors.
The ones with the pretzel.
The blasts fish are the best good. Ones, yeah. But they're the ones that have like the cheddar or sour cream and onion, but there's like extra. It's good.
They should make all of them blast.
Yes.
Yeah, that should be the default.
Man, we solve problems.
I know.
Yeah, get them on the phone. I'll talk to them.
If you're
hey,
telling
Pepperidge
me,
Farm, listen.
If you're telling me you can make your cheese crackers more cheesy, you're choosing not to?
Yeah.
Right, and then you're upcharging me for the blast?
This is not going to go the way you think.
DGS, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I got all kinds of stuff for you today.
All right. Hit us.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the short term, and then I'll go long term.
Okay.
Okay? Just for fun.
Sure.
I don't know why. I was bored, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, we do have a little cool front coming in late tonight. It will try to squeeze out some showers, scattered type showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. That would be almost towards morning, so the evening is fine. Anything that comes in and out very quickly, I think most of it's probably gone by 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm still not convinced it's a lot of rain, but it could be something. Then the sun is back out for a good portion of the day on Friday, 75. The northwest wind takes over, but the cool air is lagging behind a little bit. It gets chilly on Friday night, 48, and the weekend continues to look fantastic, sunny, nice, exactly where we should be this time of year, 65 degrees. Saturday night, clear skies, 43. And Sunday, sunny and 67. The last full weekend before the time change hits us on November 3rd.
Nice. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, average high and low, 65, 44 this time of year. Halloween's coming, so I thought, why not? Let's do a long-range little thing for Halloween. Big day.
Yeah, it's cool.
Halloween, the Wednesday, the 30th. It looks like it will be cloudy with some scattered showers around, especially in the afternoon, and winds turning gusty, but very warm on Wednesday. 80 degrees for the high. Northwest flow, cool front comes through, should fade off any showers fairly quickly on Thursday morning, Halloween. Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening, I think we'll be fine, but it's going to be windy and colder, 62 for the high temperature on Halloween during the day. Trick-or-treat time in the 50s, a little bit breezy, but right now it is looking dry. Also, growing concerns, we've had this kind of on the table for quite a while, of another hurricane, not unusual. The hurricane season goes until the end of November. But it's looking like the window of November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, hurricane in the Gulf. And right now the focus is on Western Florida.
Oh, man.
Once again. I know. Long way off, but a couple of things just to put on the table.
And that's, you said that's around Election Day, right?
That is around Election Day. Yeah.
That seems and, less
yeah,
than
what?
Ideal.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So
good catch.
Conspiracy. Folks,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Democrats.
That is going to set people off.
The Democrats and Dave Murray, they can control the weather.
Oh, my gosh.
Dave, you're a healthy guy. Do you drink a lot of water?
I try to drink as much as I can. I'm not as good about that.
Because it sucks.
Because I don't have the desire to be going to the bathroom like every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I try to drink a fair amount of water. I try to shut off my water liquid intake by about 7:30 in the evening. So I'm not up all night.
Get a little sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you mostly drinking, Arnold Palmer's? Isn't that what you picture Dave drinking?
I really got him.
You know what?
He's not saying anything. He knows you got him.
Yeah, you know, my cocktail to go to is a Mai Tai.
Of course it is.
Of course, yeah.
I like beer. I like a beer every once in a while. I like ginger ale.
Me too.
Canada Dry ginger ale, low sugar. I like Squirt. I love Squirt.
Easy. Do you have a tricked out golf cart?
No, that's one thing I wish I had. I really do. But I don't live near or along a golf course, so it doesn't make any sense to do that.
Yeah. Do your neighbors, do they like tool around on them?
No, it's, we live up a hill.
Mm-hmm.
We climb about a mile up. It's about going from sea level to, it's curvy. So, picture that's not straight up.
Sounds like a fun downhill, though.
Yeah, it
does.
Feet.
Yes, yeah. There are there's two ways out of our neighborhood. Both of them fairly steep hills, fairly curvy. And one of the wildest things that you'll ever see in your life are kids, and my kids, I'll say 7 to about 15, going down this one particular hill. Again, it's about a mile, on their skateboards.
Yeah.
And they are flying, and their mom or their dad's at the bottom of the hill, picks them up, drives them up the hill, and they go again. But
it sounds like a lot of fun. For me, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
Not for me either. I see them doing this, and I'm thinking, why aren't you guys being killed? Really?
Why are you
not here? Because you're doing it, but because you are doing it.
Kids are durable, man.
True.
You fall a lot, you get right back up.
But you know what?
No fear.
Sometimes you break a bone, you'll heal.
You could easily be going 30 miles per hour on a skateboard down this hill.
Yeah. That's no kidding around.
You fall. That's not pretty.
Yeah.
You know, they have helmets and they have, you know, knee guards and elbow guards and gloves and stuff like that.
We did all that stuff. We didn't have any, like, nobody did the helmets and elbow guards and stuff back in the 70s and 80s. You're just like, well, I built a ramp for my bike out front. Let's try it.
That's
crash.
How we liked it.
No, I don't know that we liked it so much, but that's how we did it.
That's how we liked it. Really.
You just crash. I'm going to put a 2x4 up on 3 bricks.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see how that holds.
We don't care.
You'd love my hospice patient, Wheels.
Yeah.
She told me today she broke her shoulder. I said, how? She said, jump in a Suzuki motorcycle over a ramp.
Oh, that's awesome.
I said, did you ever ride again? She was like, rode the next day. You kidding me? Like, yeah, right back on it.
Get going.
Impressive.
Yes.
Dave, I just told, I failed to mention to these guys. I think you'll find it very sweet. So I have a new hospice patient who I'm their buddy, and I go and I visit them, and she's very cool. She's in the same place my mom was. And I said something today about one of my friends in television. She goes, oh, I know who you are. Your mom introduced your show to everyone here, and she bragged about you all the time, and she made us listen every afternoon.
All right.
Isn't that sweet?
That is.
I mean, my mom
was
deep in the throes of dementia, and she was still out there hyping the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, best hype person you have.
Best hype guy I've ever had.
Did he really drive home the point that you knew Dave Murray?
Yeah, that's probably what got him.
Right.
Like, just listen,
Dave Murray.
Listen at 3:35. That's all you need to do. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. New York City could approve a new law that would allow employees to use paid sick leave to take care of their pets. The bill would update the Earned Safe and Sick Time Act, which allows employees to take off time to take care of themselves or family members. But the change would see to start to apply to pets and service animals as well. Supporters of the bill cite research that links pet ownership with reduced cortisol levels. There's also evidence that owning a pet increases physical activity and improves depression.
Okay, I'll be honest. Okay. This is tickling my woke bone, where it's like, I love dogs, I love cats, I love pets, I understand it. The hardest I've ever cried in my life is when we had to put Augie down a couple years ago. But this kind of tickles the old woke bone, where I'm like, I'm not sure I really want that for the country. How does it hit you guys?
I like it. I think it's...
Yeah, I kind of like it too.
I mean, I'm not comparing pets to kids, but it's like some people don't have that part of them that they need to take off work to take care of. But you might have a pet that needs surgery or whatever. And I don't think you should like go home every day so you can feed your sick dog or whatever. But if you need to like take off because it needs to have surgery or whatever, and you need to take it.
Is there something like, maybe I'm just old school, but whatever you get, like 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, however high up you are in the food chain, like with ours, I just took a couple vacation days, and you have to fill out this form, and it says, is it vacation? Is it bereavement? Is it personal days? Is it sickness? Is it this? Is it that? Just give me a certain amount of days.
Yeah.
And I'll take them for whatever I want. None of your damn business. And then if I run out of them, I can come to you hat in hand and say, hey, I've had an emergency. Can I get one or two more days? But that just seems to be the way to go. Like, why do you need to know what it's for?
Because most people will not necessarily have bereavement in a given year. And you might not get sick
enough. Taking advantage?
Well, I mean, they're giving, if put it this way, if you do what you're talking about, which I'd be all for, that's basically just adding vacation days. The other ones are more need-based, right? Like somebody gets sick, you can say, all right, I need to go take care of my dad having a hip replacement surgery. Here's a couple of days. If those were all just lumped together, I could just use that to go to the beach.
Yeah.
As opposed
which
to...
Which, yeah.
No, again, I agree, but that's why the company's like, well, then we're just losing extra production and we have to replace that because not everybody's going to have all of those things, but everybody will take the free vacation days.
Early election turnout is breaking records. There have been startling numbers in Georgia and North Carolina, and also Texas, record numbers of voters showing up. It's a trend that's been witnessed in other states as we get closer to the November election. It's obviously
gonna be wild.
Happening here in Missouri.
Yeah.
What was that story you're telling us?
Oh, yeah. This one, so I saw this earlier, and I don't think it's a huge story, but it certainly got some attention. It apparently... some ballots got burned because somebody set a postal service mailbox on fire. And it was in a Democratic-leaning part of Arizona. And it doesn't sound like it's going to be enough that would cause a problem. But, I mean, it's just more of the, like, yeah. Are we really going to be dealing with this yeah. kind of stuff for the next 3 weeks?
You only need a couple of those for people to get a toehold in for election, you know, malfeasance.
Yeah.
The Seattle Storm has endorsed Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Just like I was saying yesterday, I don't care when a newspaper endorses a candidate. I definitely don't care when a WNBA team does it. But, I mean, good for them that they're all on the same yeah. page and all like the same candidates.
Fine.
Yeah, but I'm sure there are people in the organization that are not.
Yeah.
I don't know. That feels like you're just...
Yeah, it feels like it should have to be unanimous.
I mean, maybe it is. Yeah, maybe everyone on the team.
Right.
Yeah, but really from top, you know, it's just not the players. It's all the way up the food chain. Everybody needs to be on board with that.
One more story here, you guys. American Airlines is adding oat milk creamer to their in-flight menus after animal welfare advocates successfully petitioned the carrier to introduce a vegan creamer option.
Again, woke bone.
That's fine.
Maybe I'm just
that's
having fine. A bad day today yeah. or something.
I mean, I'm not going to use it, but it's. I mean, some people want it. Other people have milk allergies, and that gives them an alternative.
We had milk allergies, and we loved it.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Feeling kind of mean.
It's a crazy story. I've been from one to another. So, you know, we're dead when the brain dies. And we know now that the brain, on the cellular level, stays, quote-unquote, alive for longer than we thought it did. And they're working on ways to revive the dead. And they have taken a pig's brain and hooked it up to artificial lungs and heart and then stopped the brain. And what they found is, and I don't understand this, obviously, but there's something called ischemia that happens when the liver's dead, and that shuts the brain down in a way that you can't really bring it back. But they hooked a pig's brain up to artificial lungs, heart, and liver, and then stopped everything but the liver, and waited an hour, and they resuscitated the pig brain, and it came back in a way that it looked healthy and normal. So somehow, if when someone dies, you can hook them up to an artificial liver that avoids the ischemia. It gives you at least an extra hour to work on them and possibly bring them back. Freaky, huh?
That's yeah, crazy.
Certainly interesting.
Finding out some weird stuff. I'm not weird. I don't know. It seems weird because we're not used to it. But we're always finding out these cool, mm-hmm. interesting, maybe useful, maybe not, but things that you're like, wow, I never thought of that.
Am I the only one who thinks they shouldn't be doing this?
No, I kind of had the same Frankenstein sort of like.
But it just feels like there are certain things, pardon me, that we just will never have the answer to, and we should just accept that. Mm-hmm. And one of those things is like death. Bringing people back from the dead.
Mm-hmm. Sure, but that was a similar argument to not doing heart transplants or intervening in all those ways where death seemed
certain.
Because as you pointed out, you're not actually gone until the liver thing is, that connection is not made, right?
You're not.
Well, we don't know what that means. We don't know what that means for your personality, your brain. We just know what it means for the function that you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.